Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, Chapter 10, The Lord's Return to Jagannath Puri. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is accepting the surrender of Bhavananda Roy, the full surrender of Bhavananda Roy, which includes all his family members. Appreciating Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's favor, Bhavananda Roy also said, "Along with my home, riches, servants, and 5 sons, I surrender myself at your lotus feet. This son, Vaninath, will remain at your lotus feet to always immediately attend to your orders and serve you. My dear Lord, please consider me your relative. Do not hesitate to order whatever you desire at any time you desire it." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted Bhavananda Roy's offer, saying, "I accept without hesitation, because you are not an outsider. Birth after birth, you have been my servant, along with your family members." Sri Ramananda Roy is coming within 5 to 7 days. As soon as he arrives, my desires will be fulfilled. I take great pleasure in his company. Saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Bhavananda Roy. The Lord then touched the heads of his sons with his lotus feet. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then sent Bhavananda Roy back to his home, and he kept only Vaninath Patanayaka in his personal service. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya then asked all the people to leave. Afterward, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called for Kala Krishnadas, who had accompanied the Lord during his South India tour. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "My dear Bhattacharya, just consider the character of this man who went with me to South India. He left my company to associate with the Bhattaharis, but I rescued him from their company and brought him here. Now that I have brought him here, I am asking him to leave. Now he can go wherever he likes, for I am no longer responsible for him." Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. Kala Krishnadas was influenced, the Lord, by nomads or gypsies who enticed him with women. Maya is so strong that Kala Krishnadas left Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's company to join gypsy women. Even though a person may associate with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he can be allured by Maya and leave the Lord's company due to his slight independence. Only one who is overwhelmed by Maya can be so unfortunate to leave Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's company. Yet, unless one is very conscientious, the influence of Maya can drag one away, even though he be in the company, even though he be the personal assistant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and what to speak of others. The Bhattaharis used to increase their numbers by using women to allure outsiders. This is factual evidence showing that it is possible at any time to fall down from the Lord's association. One need only misuse his little independence. Once fallen and separated from the Supreme Personality of Godhead's association, one becomes a candidate for suffering in the material world. Although rejected by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Kala Krishnadas was given another chance, as the following verses relate. Continuing. Hearing the Lord reject him, Kala Krishnadas began to cry. However, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not caring for him, immediately left to take his noon lunch. After this, the other devotees, headed by Nityananda Prabhu, Jagannanda, Mukunda, and Damodar, began to consider a certain plan. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. Even though a person is rejected by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the devotees of the Lord do not reject him. Therefore, the Lord's devotees are more merciful than the Lord himself. Srila Narottama Das Thakur thus sings, "Chadya Vaishnava Seva Nistara Payechi Keva." One cannot be relieved from the material clutches without engaging in the service of pure devotees. The Lord himself may sometimes be very hard, but the devotees are always kind. Thus, Kala Krishnadas received the mercy of the 4 devotees mentioned above. the Lord's four devotees considered. We want a person to go to Bengal just to inform Sakyamata about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's arrival at Jagannath Puri. After hearing news of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's arrival, devotees like Adwaita and Srivas will certainly come to see him. Let us therefore send Krishnadas to Bengal. Saying this, they kept Krishnadas engaged in the service of the Lord and gave him assurance. Here is Srila Prabhupada's short purport. Because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected him, Kala Krishnadas became very, very sorry and began to cry. Therefore, the Lord's devotees took compassion upon him, gave him assurance, and encouraged him to continue to engage in the Lord's service. The next day, all the devotees asked Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please give permission for a person to go to Bengal. Mother Sachi and all the devotees headed by Adwaita Prabhu are all very unhappy due to not receiving news about your return from your South India tour. One person should go to Bengal and inform them about the auspicious news of your return to Jagannath Puri. Upon hearing this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, do whatever you decide. In this way, Kala Krishnadas was sent to Bengal, and he was given sufficient quantities of Lord Jagannath's food remnants to distribute there. Thus Kala Krishnadas went to Bengal, and he first went to Navadvip to see Mother Sachi. Upon reaching Mother Sachi, Kala Krishnadas first offered his obeisances and delivered the food remnants, the Mahaprasad. He then informed her of the good news that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had returned from his South India tour. This good news gave much pleasure to Mother Sachi, as well as to all the devotees of Navadvip headed by Srivas Thakur. Hearing of Lord Chaitanya's return to Puri, everyone became very glad. Krishnadas next went to the house of Adwaita Acharya. After paying him respectful obeisances, Krishnadas offered Mahaprasadam to Adwaita Acharya. He then informed him of the news of Lord Chaitanya in complete detail. When Adwaita Acharya Goswami heard of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's return, he became very pleased. In his great ecstasy of love, he made a rumbling sound and danced and chanted for a long time. Hari Dasa Takoreda Hoila Parama Ananda Vasudeva Datta Gupta Maradi Sena Sivananda. Also hearing this auspicious news, Haridas Thakur became very pleased. So did Vasudev Datta Murari Gupta and Sivananda Sen. Acharya Ratna, Vakesha Pandit, Acharya Nidhi, and Gadadhar Pandit were all very pleased to hear this news. Sriram Pandit, Damodar Pandit, Sriman Pandit, Vijay, and Sridhar were also very pleased to hear it. Raghava Pandit, the son of Adwaita Acharya, and all the devotees became very satisfied. How many can I describe? Everyone was very pleased, and they all gathered together at the house of Adwaita Acharya. All the devotees offered respectful obeisances at the lotus feet of Adwaita Acharya, and in return, Adwaita Acharya embraced them all. Adwaita Acharya then held a festival that lasted 2 or 3 days. Thereafter, they all made a firm decision to go to Jagannath Puri. All the devotees met together at Navadvip and, with Mother Sachi's permission, departed for Naladri, Jagannath Puri. The inhabitants of Kalinagram, Satyaraj, Ramananda, and all the other devotees there came and joined Adwaita Acharya. Mukunda, Narahari, Raghunandan, and all the others came from Kanda to Adwaita Acharya's home to accompany him to Jagannath Puri. At that time, Paramananda Puri came from South India. Traveling along the banks of the Ganga, he ultimately reached the town of Nadia. At Navadvip, Paramananda Puri took his board and lodging at the house of Sachimata. She provided him with everything very respectfully. While residing at the house of Sachimata, Paramananda Puri heard the news of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's return to Jagannath Puri. He therefore decided to go there as soon as possible. There was a devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu named Dwija Kamalakanta, whom Paramananda Puri took with him to Jagannath Puri. Paramananda Puri very soon arrived at Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's place, and the Lord was very happy to see him. In the great ecstasy of love, the Lord worshipped the lotus feet of Paramananda Puri, and in turn, Paramananda Puri embraced the Lord in great ecstasy. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Please stay with me, and thus show me favor, accepting the shelter of Jagannath Puri." Paramananda Puri replied, "I also wish to stay with you. Therefore, I have come from Bengal, Golda, to Jagannath Puri." At Navadvip, Mother Sachi and all the other devotees were very glad to hear about your return from South India. They were all coming here to see you, but seeing that they were delayed, I came alone very quickly. There was a solitary room at Kashi Mishra's house, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave it to Paramananda Puri. He also gave him a servant. And one by one, the other devotees from all over Gaudadesh began to arrive in Jagannath Puri and stay at the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feet. And we shall hear about the next one who arrives. We shall hear about him very soon, Krishna willing. Hare Krishna.